Hello everybody, my name is Sushi Mental Box, and today I am finally going to do something I haven't done in too freaking long, because people are people. Here is Jasper's story, part 1.5. Oh god, if this becomes a blooper video, I'm going to die. Why do I feel like I've done something wrong? I was late. I knew it once I came out of the ground that I was different. Not like here are markings different, but a different kind of different. When I looked around my kindergarten, I was stared at by fully formed jaspers, amethysts, and other quartz of different kinds. I was shorter than most, no, all of them, and it was very uncomfortable being stared at, too. After a few minutes, that felt like a couple thousand years, a sharp voice cut through the crowd of gems.
Move out the way, you useless hunks of rock, and let me see her!
The crowd parted quickly as the gem who made the voice stomped towards me. This was Agate. Excuse me. My Agate. She was tall, threatening, and anything but friendly. When she got to where I was, I had a mini panic attack and made the Diamond Authority symbol, clearly looking nervous. My Agate, Agate summoned her whip and wrapped it around my neck so fast I couldn't even see her summon it.
Listen here, defective. You cannot afford to make any mistakes while you're with me. If you do, I will instantly have you shattered.
She tightened the whip around my neck, and it hurt badly. Then she swung the whip to one of the rock faces, slamming me into it, causing me to fall on my knees in pain and almost poofing. The crowd looked terrified as this was happening. Agate's whip then disappeared as she turned to the crowd, glaring at all of them.
That goes for the rest of you. We can't make any mistakes on Pink Diamond's court. If you do, punishment will be in order. Now get on the ship!
All of the choruses got on the ship, all except for one amethyst. The amethyst walked up to me and offered me her hand.
That Agate is a pain in the gem sometimes. Also need a hand?
I nodded and used her hand to get up. Thank you, but we need to get on the ship before Agate leaves us. The amethyst nods and picks me up unexpectedly as she quickly runs to the line and drops me on the ground. I get up groaning playfully, then I punch her in the shoulder. Rude.
I know I am.
We both snicker, but then we stop as soon as I get checks to see if everyone is in line.
It's good to see that you can keep up, defective, but you are slow. I hope you won't be like that on the battlefield.
She glares at me and walks onto the ship with the line following behind her.
You seem to be her favorite.
Amethyst says nonchalantly.
What?
I exclaim loudly. She hates me, and you know it!
Keep your voice down. I mean that you're her favorite to pick on. She's literally giving you a nickname.
I thought about this for a moment as we got into the ship. No wonder she hates me. I looked around and saw two green gems I had never seen before. Who are those gems? I asked with great curiosity. I've never seen them before.
The one with the big hair is Nephrite. Their roles are being captains and piloting ships. The other gem next to her is a pearl. They're used as servants.
And what this explains and pats my head softly.
You have a lot to learn around here.
I smile and blush while Amethyst is patting me. I think I like her.
Is the ship ready yet?
I hear I get asked annoyed as if she wants to leave this planet quickly.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be leaving shortly.
The Nephrite replies while starting up the engines. Agate sits down in a chair and sighs, crossing her legs while looking out the window.
I can't wait to get off this accursed planet.
All the courses on the ship sit down as well and have conversations with each other quietly.
This is going to be a long ride.
I know it is, I reply back, yawning a bit. Do gems ever get tired? I hope not. And that was Jasper's story!
Part 1.5.
Oh, hooray!
Yeah!
Alright, so...
I'm gonna do that or like...
No!
Okay. Alright, so... me, since you've been to Vox, I was Jasper's voice.
I'm Brick Goddess 120. I was at Amethyst's voice.
I'm Awesome Nerd 2003. And I was a Gaudi's voice.
A Gaudi!
We're making a blooper on that someday.
Hey, Gaudi. Nephrite.
My name's Mads05 and I was Nephrite.
Daddy, stop dabbing.
All right, that was Joshua's story, part 1.5. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you all enjoy this cringe-worthy enough of a masterpiece. All right, good day, or night, or evening.
Have a fantabulous day.
I know.
Oh, God. I know.
Have a fantabulous day.
I know.
At me.
Or whatever, evening, morning, or night, or whatever time zone you're in. Now we gotta leave quickly. Yeah. Bye.